Wednesday, October 23rd. I spent the entire night tossing and turning and barely got any sleep. I also had the most horrible nightmare. I was at the Halloween party dancing in a chocolate bar costume. And for some reason, I couldn't feel my toes, feet, or legs. Suddenly, I realized in horror that my body was melting into a pool of warm, gooey chocolate. And even though I was desperately screaming for help, everyone at the dance just laughed and started dipping pieces of fruit into my melted body parts. Talk about traumatizing! Boy, was I ever relieved when I realized it was all just a silly nightmare. This morning, the members of the cleanup crew had an emergency meeting in the library about the Halloween dance. Only it really was an emergency because we had to decide whether or not to cancel it. I was in the library writing in my diary and waiting for the others to arrive when Brandon walked in. I was surprised to see him, especially since it seemed like he'd been avoiding me the past few days. Brandon placed a stack of books on the front desk and kind of hesitated, like he was a little nervous or something. Then finally he walked up to me. So, how's the Halloween dance coming? It's not. Haven't you heard? Mackenzie quit and took practically all the committee members with her. There's still you and a few others, right? Unfortunately, we'll be having a meeting in the next 10 minutes to officially cancel it, I said, glancing at the clock. I'm just waiting for everyone to arrive. Brandon folded his arms and sighed. That's too bad. I was looking forward to going. I had to admit, he did look a little disappointed, and for some reason that bothered me. Well, I'm sure you and Mackenzie can find something else to do Halloween night. Maybe you guys could go trick-or-treating? I threw my head back and did a fake little laugh to try to hide my snarkiness. Mackenzie? Who said I was taking Mackenzie? Everybody. Oh. Well, I guess everybody's wrong then, Brandon said with a shrug. I stared at him in disbelief. OMG. Did he just say he wasn't going with Mackenzie? What? How could he not be going with Mackenzie? Well, somebody needs to tell her that. She already has your costumes picked out. Brandon glanced out the library window like our conversation was boring him out of his skull. I did. She asked me to take her, and I said no. You told Mackenzie no? I said, trying not to act surprised. How could he say no to Mackenzie? Why would he say no to Mackenzie? No one ever says no to Mackenzie. She said she'd just cancel the whole thing, Brandon said, looking really annoyed. Okay, wait a minute. Are you serious? Mackenzie said she'd cancel the dance for the entire school unless you agreed to be her date?
Something like that.
How could she? That's just totally crazy.
Yeah, she set you guys up.
I tried to wrap my head around everything I'd just heard. Okay, so Mackenzie resigns, and when the dance gets canceled, nobody ever finds out she lied about you taking her. And in the end, the entire school gets mad at us and not her. Unbelievable!
If you cancel the dance, she wins, Brandon said matter-of-factly.
Wow, this is just so... Wow, I don't know how we'd ever pull it off. Brandon grinned and winked at me.
You'll figure it out. I'm afraid Mackenzie's met her match.
Listen, bud, have you ever seen the cleanup crew? Actually, you should be afraid. Be very afraid. We both laughed really hard at my silly little joke. It was kind of strange, but talking to Brandon not only gave me a whole new perspective on things, it made me feel a lot better. Soon we were talking about school and stuff. That went really well until he smiled at me kind of shy-like and stared right into my eyes.
Of course, I started blushing like crazy. Then it got so quiet, we could hear the library clock ticking. I think he felt a little embarrassed, too, because he bit his lip and started drumming his fingers on the magazine shelf. Suddenly, he slapped his forehead and gave me this really goofy but cute look. Duh, I almost forgot what I came in here for. Yeah, me too. I trudged over to the front desk and grabbed his pile of library books to process them back into the system. It looks like none of these are overdue, so are you returning? Brandon didn't give me a chance to finish. No. Actually, I came in here to ask if you'd go to the dance with me. My mouth dropped open and I just stared at him. I could not believe my ears. Wait, did I hear you correctly? You just asked me if... Yeah, I did. Oh, well, okay. Sure, I guess, I stammered, blushing more than ever. If there is a dance. I was trying to act nonchalant about the whole thing, but inside my head, I was like, yes! Cool, Brandon said, nodding his head and looking a little relieved. Very cool. And let me know if I can help you guys out. Sure, and thanks. You know, for asking me. I was smiling from ear to ear and couldn't stop. Hey, no problem. Well, I better get going. See you in bio. Still a bit dazed, I watched him walk to the door and disappear into the hall. Finally! Brandon had asked me to the Halloween dance. I was so happy I started doing my Snoopy happy dance. Soon, Chloe, Zoe, Violet, and Theo arrived, and we began our meeting. When I told them about Mackenzie and why she had bailed on the school dance, they could hardly believe it. Who would have thunk that girl could be so selfish, devious, and manipulative? Talk about evil. Mackenzie makes the Wicked Witch of the West look like Dora the Explorer. I'm just saying. By the end of the meeting, we had all agreed upon two things. First, we were not going to let Mackenzie get away with her dirty little scheme. And second, the students of WCD were going to have the best Halloween dance ever, courtesy of the cleanup crew. The only thing that bothered me was that I was going to be a little busier than I had anticipated. I was supposed to be, number one, helping out at the ballet class Halloween party, number two, working on the dance committee, number three, doing that My Date's a Band Member thingy with Chloe and Zoe, and number four, hanging out with Brandon as his official date to the dance, all at the same time. I've gone from socially challenged to socially chic in just one day. But I was pretty sure all of the scheduling conflicts would simply work themselves out in the end. I mean, look at those Hollywood party girls. Aren't they at every party in every city at the same time, all while hanging out with their BFFs and boyfriends? If they can do it, how hard can it be? And everyone knows those celebutants have a combined IQ lower than an ortho retainer. The good news is that my days of being a not-so-popular party girl are finally over.